Pennsylvania man wronged in past by police saves officer from burning cruiser. By Catherine Rodriguez on June 23, 2020. A Pennsylvania man who had been wronged by police officers in the past saved a police officer from a burning cruiser after it crashed outside a Uniontown apartment. Dalen McClee was at a Father's Day cookout at an apartment complex when a relative came running inside to inform him that there was a car crash involving a police cruiser, KDKA reported. McClee looked outside and saw that the officer was pinned to the ground by his cruiser following the crash. "I don't know what came across me, but I ripped the door open and just pulled him to safety across the street," McClee said Monday. Uniontown Police Lieutenant Thomas Kolinsick said the department was thankful McClee was around when the crash happened. "Dalen actually said, 'I'm not going to let him die,'" Kolinsick told E. "There's just no words to describe, you know." The officer was flown to a hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia, for treatment. Several of Officer Jay Hanley's relatives thanked McClee over the phone and on social media, noting that Hanley was undergoing surgery to repair a serious leg injury suffered during the crash. McClee, 31, said it was not a difficult decision for him to save the officer's life despite his unjust run-ins with law enforcement because he believes there is value in every human life. "No. There is value in every human life. We are all children of God and I can't imagine just watching anyone burn," he said. "No matter what other people have done to me or other officers, I thought, this guy deserves to make it home safely to his family. But just because there is value in every human life does not mean that he did not seek out justice for a mistake the police made that cost him a year of his life behind bars." The 31-year-old filed a lawsuit in late 2018 against four Pennsylvania state troopers for wrongful arrest after spending a year in jail related to a fight outside an American Legion bar in March 2016 in Dunbar. McClee rushed to the bar to pick up his sister when a fight broke out. He wound up disarming a man standing in the parking lot with a gun and pushed the weapon aside. At least one trooper fired shots in McClee's direction as he fled. The trooper said McClee aimed the weapon at him twice, but surveillance footage showed McClee disarming the gunman, discarding the gun, and fleeing when shots were fired. McClee, a black man with visible tattoos on his neck and arms and dreadlocks, spent 1 year behind bars before a jury acquitted him on the charges after reviewing the surveillance video. Another incident with officers occurred several months ago when McClee ran from a porch gathering after plainclothes and vested officers with guns drawn approached him. He said the officers did not announce themselves as police at first, and he stopped running and placed his hands behind his head when they announced they were police. McClee said the police charged him with fleeing and resisting arrest, and said that an officer kicked his face through a fence during that arrest, splitting his lip. He plans to fight the charges. As far as the rescue goes, McClee does not think of himself as a hero, but just wants to be recognized as an upstanding man in society. "I don't want to be called a hero. I just want to be known as an individual who is an upstanding man. No matter what or where, just an upstanding person," he added. And I hope that trooper sees this and knows he's forgiven.